Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Kristen Beck.
So I was rushing to the Coral Springs Chamber of Commerce event from dropping off my young son at school, as I am every morning. The event itself is called Chamber for Good. It's the Coral Springs Coconut Creek Chamber of Commerce, actually. So I had recently, as recent as January 2019, launched a guild, an art guild in Coconut Creek, where I live. So it was perfect, it seemed, as an opportunity for someone with a new nonprofit organization to meet other businesses and nonprofits for good ideas that you meet each other and identify ways that you need help and ways that you could help somebody else. And how good is that? So I am an artist. I'm a working artist, and I am what they call a multidisciplinary artist, because that really just means that you don't favor just one medium. I do a lot of things with paper, textiles, painter. I hand bind books and have been incorporating all of it together. So I've only been this guild founder for a couple, 3 months, and I go to the chamber and I land in the parking lot and I'm like, phew, I made it, just to see like what else I could learn, because these opportunities are exactly what you make of them sometimes. So I enter Coral Springs City Hall, and across the street was still the Temple of Time, was still a structure that was still up. The Temple of Time was created by an artist named David Best and many people in the community. And that was the purpose of it, to come together and help build this structure, which truly was a temple. You were able to come visit it. Everybody was able to come visit, encouraged to bring things to it in memorial of the unfortunate event that happened on February 14th. And everybody was encouraged to come, and everybody did. There was notes, there was flowers, there was writing all over the temple, which was all made of wood, on purpose. And so the whole structure was there so that you gave yourself and others gave themselves enough time to just reflect and offer that time and take that time, because sometimes time is what you needed. And it hadn't been slated to burn just yet. And that was kind of a neat thing that it was still there. And that being said, it gave me just a pause just to think about that particular project, because it was a really wonderful arts project that landed there and brought the community together. And that's just so much part of like what I wanted when I started an art guild, is just to bring people together. So here I go into the city hall room, and there's probably, I don't know, 30 people there. I may recognize a face or two, but not much. I go in and I find a seat, and I happen to sit next to two women I didn't know. And I just thought, it turned out that the person to my right was Shirley Richardson, who has been the director of the Coral Springs Festival of the Arts since its inception, I believe. And so that I thought was really great and fortuitous, and how lovely, because as an arts person, I had a fellow arts person next to me. It was like-minded, and that's always kind of a comfort when you enter a room and you don't know anybody, and you know, and it's early morning and you barely had your cup of coffee, and you're able to just go, oh good, there's someone like me here. And so I struck up a conversation, introduced myself, likewise with the person on my left. And they both turned out to be really valuable people to know. The person on my left was Michelle Reese, who had been working with 501c3s at the executive director and director of development levels for many years. And so part of the exercise that we had to do was, as this Chamber for Good networking event, which, you know, the point again was to network with people that you know or may not know. And so part of the process, as I worked with these two ladies, was to like sort of write out this big list of things that you need without ever using the word money or funds. And when you start thinking about things through that lens, it really comes down to that you can do so many things if you're not just asking for money, because everybody could ask for money. It's not really what is important to the organization at the end of the day. It really is about, you know, you're meeting your mission, or you are meeting people, or you're getting people involved and things like that. So I thought it was really great that these two women happened to be next to me at that time and place, and after a great morning of exchanging ideas and business cards and phone numbers and thoughts, I was able to say, hey, Shirley, yes, I can help you. You say you need volunteers. Well, I do too, but you know what? I need to help you, because it's only going to help the greater good of, you know, the whole mission of creating Art Guild is to have the community embrace arts in all of its forms. And what better way than to help us, you know, an organization that's exactly the same thing, like a festival that happens to be about the arts. And it just made perfect sense to say, yes, I could help you. So while I went to this Chamber of Good thinking, oh, I could meet some people, or I could gain information of how other companies could help me. But instead, I ended up saying, yes, I can help you. I can help your organization. And it really became a more enriching exchange for me because of that. You know, walking away with this idea of what do you need, and instead saying, well, I can help you.
Kristen Beck with a story about a volunteer opportunity.
It's a very interesting story about how the arts and commerce come together. As an artist myself, I have been to one or two Chamber of Commerce meetings, and I feel like such an outsider. They're talking about money, which of course I know nothing about. They're talking about all these things that seem like they have nothing to do with art. And the fact that one artist who had just started this nonprofit business 2 months later goes to a network opportunity at the Chamber at all, I was impressed with her, because not every artist would do that, but she knows it's a business, right? But that she sits next to somebody who is involved in promoting the arts, I just thought was a beautiful coincidence and a beautiful opportunity.
So the two organizations came together, or she let her arts organization go to the side while she worked on the literary festival?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. The way I would answer that is with a line that she used that I think I'm going to put on my computer screen. Opportunities are what you make of them. So she may have come in looking to make connections that would more directly further her business. And she went there for networking, right? But this was Chamber for Good. The idea here was, we're not talking about money. And you think of businesses, what are they about? Their goal is making money. They may also want to do good or build widgets or whatever. But ultimately, the success or failure of a business is, has it made any money? Is it growing? So she went there. And what happens? She finds something that is at least as important, if not much, much more important. She finds a connection with like-minded people. And so for this particular festival of the arts, she is working in a volunteer capacity. But this is how you build connections and relationships. People help each other.
Yeah, that's very exciting, because when you think about it, just about every city and town has a chamber of commerce. And if you want a synergy of people working together for a greater good, this is one of the places to do that.
Exactly.
In this story, she mentions the Temple of Time. And I remember reading about that during the Parkland incident on February 14th in Broward County.
You might think, why did she include that in the story? What does that have to do with the story? Now, when I hear somebody tell a story, I am thinking, why are they making associations like this? Of all the things that she sees, she could have seen a Ferrari go by. She could have seen a mail truck. She could have seen anything. Why did she notice that when somebody else might not have noticed that? What does it say about her at the time, but also what does it say about her as a storyteller now? So at the time, it says she's an artist. She notices art. Right? And we like to think that we all notice art in public places. Sadly, we don't. But we would like to think that at least artists would notice art in public places. But also, as Kristen explained, that is a symbol of the community coming together. And what is her story about the community coming together? It is so fascinating to me, is our unconscious pops things into our head, and we may not know why. And so that's my job, to think about why people say the things they do. And I love that she brought that up in the story. It's a little side thing, but I loved it.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fasandfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.